मांदे दे बे खुशे बाबा आले थी कपारो को तोड़ रे वो मुसी अंदर दरा बा किया था दरा बा सोते ब्रेक का पापा पापा न सो को रे बे बे किया था दरा लम आली अंदर दरा लम शे कपार रे अंबा पापा पापा न सो ब्रेक की भी अंदर दरा लम बा किया था दरा लम शे के ले बे सिया ब्रेक का पापा पापा न सो को रे पापा पापा न सिया रे के पापा पापा न सो को रे बे 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 बियां दरा लम होशे बे बे बियां संता तंता रे बे बियां दरा लम सिया Rebe de Vivian so copre coporti di andare da mancusce capaia. Rebe intende di Vivian so corrie be sala catata di andare da mancusce capapa panso. Ricchi di andare da mancusce copopopocosce che di andare da mancatante di andare da mancaia. Ricca papa 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 so corrie di andare da mancia papa panso co. Mendandante di Vivian so corrie papa panso. Alaba andere le andare da ma corria papa papan so corria ca papa pan se le chiata tande le vi andare da ma sce recata tande le de di andare da la vacata tanta tande le vi anche ca papa pan so copri che te ricchi andare da la macata tante te le di andare da bo se che te di andare da ma caia le bo sce la ba ali andare da la vacata le di andare da bo se che le la manci che da la bahia re ba 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 pan so corria ca pa anche che le di andare da mancia papà pa, pa, soria ali andare da ma alia socorria papà pa, pa, soria le di andare da mancia per accataia le procosso con le vendi di andandande le va andi andare da mancia rebe papà papà pa, pa, pan socorria papà papà pa, pan se che le di andare da mancia che le di andare da bacosce vaia papà papà pa, pan se de le di andare da bacosce che papà papà pa, pan socorria andare le anche che era da mahaia Recatera la va alle chi andare la va a scepa alle chi si ambra catara na ma si atara na ma si e le lian scicara na ma ali andare la man scicare della na bandiera la ma scea recala la va alle andare la ma scicara va che le lian do ro co scicara da ma sia procursoria ara bandele le andare na ma co scica pa 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 cale che alle canturia na na man scicare ba da na man socoria tela la va ali a scicaia le vesti ambro coso coshe capa alian socoria tale liando robohosia andana na man socoria tada la macchia tada la mo socoria andada la vesti abra O oh God, e nelle lianche capali andoria, nelle mandiere della manche capaia, vede la lava aliandoro, coscica dell'andata da bohosia, papa 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 pansoa, recata tante de che se capa ali chi che può coscica pa aliandata da vacassa, brechite delle bessi, recavon delle bessi, o procoso corriam babacaia, bandosela, andeanda, delle amaramohosaia, le bambabam, deliriando coscia. Baba le deve su torri a baba sorria le bandere le deve chi andare a mancosce ca papà pan so corria baba pan se che parri andare a massi le baba 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 pan so corria nelle lenian she ca papà pan so corria cataia ricchi andare a mo usci chi chi ama calle chi che pa chi adoro robo se che ricche papà pan so corria baba baba pan so corria capa ricapandi andare de chi a tu she capa Ale che manda dande neneni ando dopo un di andana ma alaba ale chi chiari ma calli cusci che va a nire le besci a paracaia reca papà pan su toro bohose cala ma ale andana man su copaia rebebe vi andusce la ale alaba ale chi ato usce cataia la ma dore papà pan sua Ehi, alabando usce la ba alekia torri e te de di andare da mohosea. Reba babando ria ta da na man socoria ba 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 ban socoria ba 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 ban sea. Menanani andore de vesci abracata la bohosea ba ba ban socoria ba ba ban soa. Recabare andare di an sucuria ne le anche ca ba 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 soria ca ba 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 ban soia. Recatere di andare da mohose che le li andare da bohose ba 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 ban soa. Le candere di andare da macchia, cattere di andare da poco se che è. Le candere di andare da macchia, non è manso cosce, capaia. Le varie non è andare da cosce, che le di andare da bacaia. Menere di andare da poco se cadere da mantere da cosce, da bacaia. Recapababababansoria, babababansocoria. Le barossa, bracatari, andare da bacose, caia. Rebabababansocoria, babababasia. Le candele di ansocoria, babababababandere, di ansocoria, caparia, andare da baia. Le candele di scicapa, alle che andare da ma, non sedere, andare da ma, ia, la lama, alla boco. Ne mamma mandò, rebabababassa, la cataria, da la massa, raia. Oria, ne, scicapa, andere, Shekaya. Father, we come to you this morning, O God. We come, O God, with reverence. We come with hunger, God. We come, O God, with boldness on this morning, O God. We thank you, O God, for another opportunity to seek you, to wait on you, to build strength in prayer, O God. We thank you, O God, that you are not distant from us. You are not silent, you are not absent, but you are present with us. You, Lord God, you reward those who diligently seek you. And today, O God, we set our face, O God, toward you again. We set our affections on things above. We set our mind on your will. We declare that this hour belongs to you, O God. Our attention, O God, belongs to you. Our bodies belong to you, Father. Our minds belong to you, Father. Our spirits belong to you, O God. Lord, we ask that you would consecrate us afresh, that you would purify our motives, that you will purify our appetites, that you will purify our inner life, O God, that you will purify our speech, Father, that you will purify our intentions. Let every mixture, O God, on this line, may it be exposed. May the eye of God pierce through every soul, pierce through every spirit, pierce through every mind, and may the mixture of God rise to the top. May it come out in the name of Jesus. Let every compromise, Lord God, on this line, in this environment, may it be confronted. Let every hidden place be flooded with light. In the nanamando shalabaaya. Search us and know us, God. Yelabo undananamansaya. Try us and know our thoughts. See if there be any wicked way in us. Lead us in the way of the everlasting. We do not want cosmetic transformation. We want deep transformation. We don't want temporary emotion. We want lasting formation. We do not want a surface move of God. We want the kind of work that reaches the roots, O God. Father, Emanda, Danama Alekatoria, we take authority over every distraction that wars against our devotion. We come against spiritual, oh God, slumber in the name of Jesus. We come against mental fog. We come against heaviness, oh God. We come against inconsistency. We come against procrastination. We come against prayerlessness, God. In the name of Jesus, we break, oh God, agreement with every spirit that that has tried to make us, Lord God, casual in the place of prayer. We refuse to be cold. We refuse, oh God, to be numb. We refuse indifference. We refuse passivity. We refuse to be a people who know how to speak of power, but we don't carry it. Father, stir us up. Awaken us, oh God. Alarm our spirit again. Let the fire on the altar be kindled afresh in us. Baptize us, oh God, with spiritual intensity. Let there be a fresh ignition, oh God, in our inner man, oh God. Lord God, let dry places catch fire. In the name of, let weary places catch fire. In the name of Jesus, let neglected places catch fire. Let gifts, oh God, that have been dormant, oh God, may they begin to stir. Let discernment become sharper. Let spiritual hearing become clearer. Let sensitivity, oh God, to your spirit, may it become stronger. Let obedience become quicker, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let our response to your voice become more exact, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We declare, oh God, that we will not remain dull in a season that demands our alertness. We will not remain dull in a season, oh God, that demands us to be aware. We will not remain sleepy in an hour that requires our oil. We will not remain hesitant, oh God, when heaven is calling us deeper. Father, we pray this morning that you will build us even deeper in prayer, that you would establish us in prayer, that you would discipline us in prayer. God, we pray this morning. Oh, God, let prayer become more than just, Lord God, a one-time event. Let it become a lifestyle. Let it become our instinct. Let it become our first response. In the name of Jesus, may prayer not be our last resort. In the name of Jesus, teach our hands to war. Teach our fingers to fight. Teach us how to prevail. Teach us how to travail. Teach us how to stand. Teach us how to petition. Teach us, oh God, how to listen, God. Teach us how to discern timing. Lord God, language. Lord God, burden, Father. Strategy. Make us intelligent in the spirit. Make us accurate in intercession, God. Make us steady in devotion, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, we break every cycle that has resisted our progress. Every cycle of starting and stopping. Every cycle of inconsistency. Every cycle of emotional instability, God. Every cycle of delay. Every cycle of sabotage. Every cycle of defeat. At the point of breakthrough, we command cycles to break now by the power of the Holy Spirit. We step out of confusion in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, God, that we are stepping into a sound mind, a clear mind. We step out of stagnation on today in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and we step into movement. We step out of fear, God. We step out of fear, oh God. We step out of fear, oh God. And we step into boldness in the name of Jesus. Strengthen our inner man. Strengthen our mind. Strengthen our will. Hey, strengthen our emotions, strengthen our spiritual stamina. Give us the grace to remain, oh God. Give us the grace to continue, Father. Give us the grace to endure. Give us the grace to pray when we feel strong. God, give us the grace to pray when we feel weak. Give us the grace to seek you when it's easy. Give us the grace to seek you when it costs us something, oh God. Let consistency, God, be built in us. Let it be built in us. Let it be mananamo osalabaya. Let maturity be built in us. Let weight be built in us. Let capacity be built in us. Father, we come against everything that has contended with our identity. Every lie of the enemy, every accusation, every whisper of unworthiness, every memory, God, that keeps trying to define us, oh God, outside of Christ, we come against it this morning. We put it out in the bakalo koshala. Every wound that has tried to become our lens, every disappointment that has tried to shape our expectation, we silence the voice of the strange voice, the strange voice. We put the stranger out in the name of Jesus. We put the strange God fire out in the name of Jesus. We silence, oh God, the voice of fear. We silence the voice of shame. We declare, the God, that we will agree with heaven. We are who you say we are. We belong to you. We are called by your name. We are chosen, oh God. We are sanctified. We are appointed for your purposes. Lord, heal us, oh God, in the places where life has buried us, where life has bruised us. Oh God, heal disappointment. Oh God, today, heal betrayal. Heal rejection. Heal grief, God. Heal deferred hope. Oh God, in the nanalabo o sandanama aya, riteda nanalabo o senanamandia, munda nanamo o shambre kapaya. God, heal places where trust was fractured. God, we pray, oh God, on today, God, that you will heal places where pain, oh God, has become pride. In the name of Jesus, we pray today, God, that you will heal places where heartbreak, oh God, has become withdrawal. Heal places where offense, oh God, has hardened the heart, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would heal, oh God, what we cannot fix, oh God, that you would heal, God, what has been hidden, oh God, that you would heal, God, what we have carried, oh God, in silence, oh God, that you would heal places that we've carried so long that it's become normalized in our life, oh God. Lord God, let there be no wound in us that becomes an access point for darkness, oh God. Let there be no unresolved pain, Lord God, that keeps, oh God, speaking louder than the truth. Father, we declare that every altar of darkness speaking against our lives, speaking against our families, speaking against our wholeness, speaking against our healing, speaking against our purpose, speaking against our region, speaking against our future, it must be silenced in the name of Jesus. Every evil word, it must fall. Every curse must break. Every assignment of witchcraft, divination, oh God, manipulation, every assignment of sabotage, backlash, spiritual resistance, it must be overturned. Hey, it must be overturned in the name of Jesus. We declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises in judgment is condemned. Every demonic structure working behind the scenes, it must be
expose in the name of Jesus every hidden snare. Alabo onda bakiando shabaya. Mienanamo osandelabo hoselabaya. Ye kupande denama alabo oselabaya. Yela mandera namandoria bababanso rekaya. Rebabababandelemo. Oh God. Every demonic structure working behind the scenes, may it be exposed, may it be dismantled. Every hidden snare, it must be broken. Father, we pray for a keenness, oh God, to take over us today so that we are not casualties of war. Lord God, we pray, God, that we would not mistake your voice, oh God, in the name of Jesus. But I pray today that you blanket us, oh God, with levels, oh God, levels of sensitivity at every dimension of us, oh God. Lord God, that me ando kupale ke pande boshaya, yelebo undi anda dalaba aliko shakaya. Levels of sensitivity come upon me now. Levels of sensitivity come upon me now. May you mantle me with a sensitivity, oh God, that only comes ando kia pale ke paya from you, oh God. Hedanama eshe, lebo kupande anda de lebo oshe, roko bande lalaba alikando. We come against every trap. Lord God, may it be disarmed now. May it be disarmed now. God, may we sniff out every snare. May the snares be shown before we get to the building, before we get to the appointment. May the landmines be exposed before we get to the destination. May you put a sensitivity on us today like never before. Put a sensitivity on me, God. Yebandoa. Rokopunda date. Lekopunda dandalabo osaya. Put a lembandai. Put a sensitivity on me, God, that wasn't there before. But I call it in now. Upon me, asapa. Mandabuka patapa roho seke. Rokopundaya. Every unauthorized access point, we shut it down now by the authority of Jesus Christ. Father, raise up a standard against the enemy in every area of our lives. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us today. Let the word of God defend us today. Let angelic assistance be released according to your will. Let divine protection surround us today. Let divine intelligence, oh God, guide us today. Let divine restraint, oh God, keep us from error today. Let divine strength, oh God, uphold us today. We declare, oh God, that we will not be taken out by what we did not see. You will warn us. You will lead us. You will preserve us. In the malekuba, ilamando kushalai, lebro kubanda la male kaboshe, lebande na na mando robo hosaya, lebonde na na mandai. You will cover us. Lebonde na 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 mandai. You will cover us. Lebo shaya under the shadow of your wings. Lebo ondai. Shall we hide? Shall we abide? Emalabo. Lebonde na 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 hosaya under the shadow of your wings, shall we abide, God? Yes, yes, Lord. We are covered under the We usurp, oh God, every unauthorized voice, every unauthorized method of action from hell. We veto it now in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray today that you would deal with our flesh, that you would deal with our ego, that you would deal with our pride, that you would deal with our need for recognition, that you would deal with our self-protection. Deal with it. Deal with our rebellion. Deal with our excuses. Deal with our immaturity, Father. We invite your government. We invite your government. We invite the government of God. We invite your correction. We invite your truth, God. We invite your pruning, Father. Strip away what cannot go with us into the next place. Remove, God, what has been excessive in our life. Remove what has become a distraction. Remove what has become soulish. Remove what has become performative. Bring us into sincerity through and through. Bring us into integrity through and through. Bring us into holy alignment through and through. Lord, let us hunger. Let us hunger. Let us hunger for more, for more, for more. Bring on the increase. Bring on the increase of hunger. Bring on the increase. Let this not be for a moment. Let this not just be for 60 days. Let this be for a lifetime. We want to hunger more, more, more. Fill us today in the name of Jesus. Let our desire for you, let it deepen, oh God. Let our appetite, oh God, for entertainment, for distraction, oh God, let it lessen, oh God. Lesser things lose their grip, oh God. Where, oh God, these things have become excessive in our lives, oh God, let them be loose today, and let us desire you, oh God, in a deeper way. Reorder us, recalibrate us, bring our life into order, bring our love back, bring our love back, bring our compassion back. Love on da, let Christ be at the center, let Christ be at the center of our life. Let truth be at the center of our life. Let obedience be at the center of our life. Let holiness be at the center of our life. Let the fear of the Lord be restored in us. Let us not be a people who want power without purity, O God. Influence without integrity, God. Let us not be a people, Lord God, that want to be visible without being consecrated first, God. Let us be a people of submission, oh God. Father, we pray today that you would release, that you would release revelation in this hour. Release your revelation upon every man and woman on this line. God, open the portal of the prophetic above their head. Open it in their belly, and may revelation, Lord God, come into. May the light of God shine in every place and space in them and bring revelation to their, Lord God, senses today. Open the scriptures to us today. Open our understanding. Give us wisdom for where we are. Give us wisdom for our homes. Give us wisdom for our children. Give us wisdom for ministry, God. Give us wisdom for leadership. Lord God, place upon us what you place upon Solomon, God. Yelabo Osaya. Lord God, extend your wisdom to us. Give us wisdom for relationships. Give us wisdom for business decisions, God. Give us wisdom for warfare. Give us wisdom for transition. Let there be light where there has been been confusion. Let there be precision where there has been uncertainty. Let there be insight where there has been delay. Father, we pray today for strength over every family that's represented today on this line, and even those that listen back to the replay. Let salvation break out in our household. Let healing break out in our household. Let peace return to our homes. Let order return to our homes. Let prodigals come to themselves. Return, prodigal son. Return, prodigal daughter. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we call back the prodigals. We call back the ones who left the church. We call back the ones, oh God, Lord God, that have called themselves, Lord God, canceling Christianity. Lord God, we call them back into truth today. We call you back. We call you back into alignment. We call you back into truth. In the name of Osiah, we call back the ones, oh God, that have been, Lord God, sucked in by witchcraft. Lord God, we call them back. We call them the ones that have been sucked in by perversion and lust. We call them back to purity, oh God. We call them back to a sound mind today. In the name of Jesus, we call back the prodigals. Come back in the name of Osiah to your God. Come back to your foundation. Come back to the place that can build you. Come back to the truth. In the name of Jesus, sever them away from the lies. Sever them away from the untruth, God. Sever them away from the deities that have them, oh God, Father, caught up. Lord God, sever them away from the foods of the deities. Sever them away from the tables, oh God, of the idolater. In the name of Jesus, sever them away. In the name of Jesus, we cut them away. Now, God, may the sword of the Lord, oh God, come upon every idolatrous table. May the sword of the Lord cut down every altar of Baal. Lord God of Asherah. Lord God, may the sword of the Lord cut down every place, Lord God, where we have served trauma, and we have served disappointment, and we have served rejection. It has become our story. Cut us away from it in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray today that you would strengthen marriages. Lord God, that you would let children from those marriages be covered, oh God. And even children, Lord God, that were born out of wedlock, may they be covered, oh God. Cover single family homes. Cover homes, oh God, where there's been divorce. God, cover homes, oh God, in the name of Jesus, all over this nation. Oh God, let the minds of the people in those homes, let their minds be protected, oh God, from the confusion in the environment. Oh God, let the spirit of the confusion be broken over our region and our neighborhood. Let cycles of trauma, God, in the name of Jesus, and addiction, and dysfunction, and rage, and perverseness, and abandonment, and division be interrupted by the power of God. We declare that families will not belong to darkness, that our households will serve the Lord. We pray over our cities, every city that is represented here on this line. We pray over our region. Let righteousness arise in the gates today. Let corruption be exposed. Let violence be restrained, God. Let trafficking be interrupted. Let predatory systems be judged. Let unjust structures be confronted. Let the church arise in purity and in courage and in the spirit of truth. Raise up watchmen who can see. Raise up intercessors who can carry burdens. Raise up leaders who cannot be bought. Raise up voices, God, that will not bend under pressure. Raise up communities of conviction. Raise up people who know how to discern the times and respond according to your heart, God. Father, we pray, God, and we ask that you would make us a people who are fruitful, God. Let our lives bear real fruit. Let our prayers, oh God, bear real fruit. Let our obedience bear real fruit, God. Let our private devotion bear fruit, God. Let our conversations, oh God, bear fruit, God. Let our labor, God, bear fruit today. Let our fasting, may it bear fruit, God. Let our tears, may they bear fruit today. God, let our sowing, God, may it bear fruit, God. Let the seeds we have planted in faith begin to answer us today. Let old prophetic words come into divine alignment. Let delayed things, God, move by your hand. Let doors that have been ordained for us, may they be open. Let doors that are not of you, may they remain shut. Father, give us courage for this season. Courage to obey, God. Courage to confront, Father. Courage to change, God. Courage to leave what must be left. Courage to remain where we must remain. Courage to tell the truth. Courage to be misunderstood without becoming bitter. Courage to endure process. Courage to be hated. Courage, oh God, to embrace hiddenness wherever it's necessary. Courage to stand in public when called. Courage to resist compromise. Courage to choose righteousness over convenience, God. God, let the spirit of might rest upon us. Let the spirit of holy boldness rise in us. We rebuke timidity, God. We rebuke intimidation. We rebuke the fear of man. We rebuke hesitation born out of insecurity. We declare that we will not shrink back. We don't have any shrink back in us. We will not bow. We will not abandon, oh God, conviction. We won't bow to the pressures of this life. We will not bow to false gods. We will not dilute the truth so we can be accepted. We will not trade substance for the applause of men. We will not trade calling for the comfort of this flesh. We will not trade, oh God, clarity for convenience, oh God. Father, teach us how to host your presence and host it well. Let our lives become a habitation for your glory. Let our speech be clean, God, in the name of Jesus, enough to carry your glory, Father. Let our minds be renewed every day. Oh God, enough to carry your glory. Let our character be strengthened, enough to carry your glory. Let our relationships be ordered, enough to carry your glory. Let our vessels be prepared for what you want us to pour out. Oh God, enough to carry your glory. We do not want a visitation without there being capacity. We want the kind of formation, oh God, that can sustain, oh God, what heaven has released. And so we surrender afresh. We surrender our agendas. We surrender our timelines. We surrender our preferences. We surrender our assumptions. We surrender our fear. We surrender our control. We surrender every area where we have resisted you. Have your way in us. Have your way through us. Have your way around us. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in us, in our homes, in our churches, in our cities, in our generation. And now, Father, we seal this time of prayer with faith. We declare that these prayers are not falling to the ground. We declare that heaven is hearing us. We declare that movement is taking place in the spirit. We declare that angels are at work for us today. We declare that chains are breaking, that minds are clearing up, that hearts are healing, that doors are opening. that strength is being restored. We declare that we are becoming stronger in prayer, stronger in discernment, stronger in obedience, stronger in holiness, stronger in spiritual endurance. We declare that the fire on our altar, it will never go out. We declare that our yes will remain on the altar of the Lord. We declare that our devotion will not be casual. We declare that Jesus Christ will be glorified in every one of our lives in the matchless name of the only true and living God, Jesus our Christ. We pray and we thank you. Amen. If you agree with God on today, say, I agree with God. Come on. I agree with God on today. Hallelujah. I agree with the scriptures. I agree with the truth. I agree with God. I agree. I come in agreement. I come in agreement with the truth. I come in agreement with the truth. I come in agreement with the truth. I wear truth like a cloak today. The truth of God shall cloak my very being. The truth of God shall cloak my tongue. It shall cloak my words. It shall cloak my mind. I live in the place of truth. I live in the place of truth. I live in the place of agreement with God. I live. It's my habitation. It's how I live my life. Yes, Lord. Take one moment and just unmute your line and say, I agree with God. Come on, you've got to be in agreement. Every dimension of me agrees. Every part of me agrees with God. Come on, some of you haven't unmuted your line. Come on in and mute your line and say, I agree with God. I am a little Kusheba Alaba Alekisheba. I agree with you, Father. I agree with your will. I agree with your timing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I will not deter myself. I will not get off of the road and the path that you have for me, because you are the light unto my pathway. You are my lampstand, Father. You guide me. You direct me in the way that I should go. If I'm in the valley, it's because you led me there, and I say, yes, Lord. If I'm on the mountaintop, it's because you led me there, and I say, at every juncture of my life, hallelujah, I will not lead my way, but you, God, I will follow. I will follow Jesus all the way. Hallelujah. I will follow him. Hallelujah. Until the day I die. That is my confession. That is how I will live. Hallelujah. I speak to my now, the now me and my future me, that I shall live in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Glory be to God. I open the line on today. If you have a declaration that you want to release in the public square, in the congregation of the saints, amen, we call you forth now to come and declare the goodness of God, hallelujah, in the congregation of the saints. You may come now.
Grace and peace. This is Pastor Cam. Thank you so much, Apostle, for this thrusting, because that's exactly what I felt like. I felt like I was thrusted into a tidal wave of prayer and intercession, and it was so rich this morning, and so I thank you. I do want to share something, a testimony, an encouragement, if you will. I'm a full-time entrepreneur. And as we've been praying, I have declared that this year I'm employed by God. I'm employed by God, so I will not be moved by money, and I won't be moved by what I see in the natural, but I'm moved by him. And so on yesterday, I received an inquiry for service for a significant amount of money for travel. However, there was hesitation to adhere to my booking systems and booking protocols, and the person was just going around about. And normally I would, you know, okay, I'm going to still do the travel appointment, significant money. I need the money. I'm not going to turn it down. But I said, no, God, I will not chase after money. If I will chase after the clients you have called me to. So I'm sticking and staying with what I said, and I won't make exceptions to the rule for anyone. And with sticking and staying with that, I ended up canceling that appointment because deposits weren't given. I'm not going to make a move because the deposit wasn't given. And once I did that, literally within 3 to 4 minutes, another inquiry came. Same type of, hey, do you have a booking? Please utilize our website. And the second I shared with them what our booking requirements were, instantly they booked, they handled it, they did and abided by the booking systems. And it was in that moment that I was reminded that God is placing clients in my path that not only will respect my business, but they will adhere to the requirements. They will adhere to the booking systems. God will send them to me. I don't have to go fetch for them. I don't have to go chasing after invoices. And so for me, this was a reminder that seasons where I was chasing after the money, the bag, if you will. No, I'm chasing after God, and He's positioning me where I need to be. He will bring the clients to me. And it was in that moment that I literally was almost like I broke free from this idea that I gotta get this and I gotta get that and I gotta go here and I gotta go there. No, I don't have to strive because God is literally bringing them to me, bringing my name before people. And so I just want that to be encouragement for anyone that is either an entrepreneur or a business owner, that God will bring you the clients. You don't have to go chase after. He will literally have you walk into spaces that your name is being spoken in, rooms that you haven't even entered in. So do not faint.
Glory be to God. What a testimony on this morning. Yes, there are methods. Yes, money is a way of barter. Yes, there are strategies, but God is the source. Methods may guide the process, right? Strategies may provide direction, but neither has the power to replace the one from whom all wisdom, all grace, all power, and all resource comes from. And we can never forget that. You may learn techniques. You may be a master at what you do. You may develop systems. You may apply principles. But our confidence must never rest in the methods. Our confidence must always remain in God. For He is the source of all insight. He is the source of our strength. He is the source of our provision. And He is the source of every fruitful outcome in our life. Sometimes we will allow the need for something to cause us to compromise. But I love that you did not bow, amen, to money, that you stood your ground and you said, you know what? I've put these systems in place not only to protect the business, but to protect me, amen. And I wanted, you know, even when I was praying this morning, I had in my thoughts, there was a gentleman, I don't know him, but it was on the news. One of my dear friends had told me about the story where this locksmith had got killed in Miami. He was just doing his job. And I always, when tragedy comes, it's just something in me that always asks questions. I always ask questions to myself, like, did that person get an unction? Did they feel something off? Did they, you know, I always ask myself those things, you know, did they adhere? And I'm saying, God, we have to be in a position to always hear you because you are always speaking, and let us not miss you, Father. Let us not miss you. Now, hear me when I say, I know that there are things that do happen, right? I know that there are things sometimes we cannot avoid, but I firmly believe that if we are ever so carefully listening to the Lord, that we can go around the traps of the enemy. We can spot the snare that the enemy put down for us, and we can avoid it. I believe that with my whole heart. And so there's a sensitivity that we need to walk in this time like never before. Amen. So that we don't become casualties of war. That could have been something very tragic, a setup from the enemy. But thanks be unto God, you stood your ground. You let your sensitivity, you let your sensitivity for the voice of God be your guide. And look what happened. God sent another client. We thank God for it. Anyone else on today that has a declaration, that has a testimony, amen, on this morning, we open the line for you to come forth at this time.
Grace and peace. This is Prophet Zaporia. I want to say that I agree with God, and I will continue to grow and let God continue to form or and reform whatever he must in me so that God will stay the standard for my life. That what has been not what has been familiar, not what has been comfortable, but the standard of God. And also just to concur with what Pastor Cam has shared, is there is a standard that as people of God, when you come into business, entrepreneurship, or just even dealing with a business of any kind, there is a standard that God is looking for us to uphold in the earth. In my line of business, I have many years ago when I was very young, I would not do any type of, I would do any person, it didn't matter, unless I felt uncomfortable. I always said I had the right to refuse any service. But as I began to grow, God began to tell me, you love people where they are, but have a standard in your service. Make sure that you always represent what you say you believe in through me here in this, here in your business. So I would get calls to do a woman's nail service on men. And I got known in that circle for doing high quality but very high priced nails. And that particular community did not mind paying. They don't care if you say $200-$400 for nails. They didn't mind paying. And God told me that you can't say one thing and do another. You love people where they are, but still have in your business have a standard. Mm-hmm. I perform nail services according to the standard that God has given me. So that's what I do. I perform nail services for women on women, and I perform nail services on men for men. Now, that's to say I do have some women that wear very simple manicures with no color. That's fine. But when Cam spoke about the standard, when I just put into practice, kept doing that, even now having my own brick-and-mortar storefront, that when you just have a standard, when whatever God entrusts into your hands, when you give it back to him, whatever he trusts you to steward, if you give it back to him surrendered, when you give it back to him so that he can be glorified in even what he entrusted you, he would bring the notoriety to you. I was sitting in the shop just working, and a lady walked in, and she asked me, she said, wow, I don't see many black-owned nail salons anymore. I don't even see a lot of us blacks, black women. And she was on the phone with someone, and she was saying, listen, this is a nice shop, and it's black people, some of us in here doing that, you know. And not to say that there's no other races that do beautiful nails and have a beautiful nail shop, but I'm in the city of Miami Gardens, which is predominantly a black city. But she came in, and she said, I work for, she's doing, looking for a location for a rap artist. She didn't say who the artist was. She said, would you mind your salon being in the video? And, you know, some people would be like, oh, yes, just yes. And I said, well, I wouldn't mind, but what kind of video is it? And will there be a contract? Because I'm not just going to say yes to anything just to be known for anything or be used by anything, because the business that God entrusted me with, it's God's own. I'm just the steward. It's God's business. I'm just the steward over it. And God, the Spirit of God has been consecrated in the grounds there. So just to be put my name on a map, I'm not going to do anything when God has put the name of the business in the air and in the wind to be taken across, I believe, cities and states. And God will bring the notoriety, and he will bring who he desires. I service great men and women of God. Local, I service council people, mayors, commissioners, different people, and everyday working people. I service people that have been with me for over 20 years, and I love who God has entrusted me with clientele. So just to be able to say, oh, the salon is in a video, I'm not going to say yes to anything or compromise to anything. Lo and behold, she was like, I want to also book a service with you. I gave her and said, you can take my card and you can contact me because we're going to do things correctly. You can have the artist reach out to me. Let's see what they're offering. I want to know what type of video it is, and we'll see if we can do business. And then when she left, Mari says she works for the city of Miami. And the lady that was in my chair says, I know her. She works hand in hand with certain mayors and commissioners in the city of Miami. And I just said, Lord, if it's your will, let it be so. But within me, I said, I don't want to come into agreement with anything just to be able to pave my own way. When if anything is to be known about Paul's and Claw's Nail Lab and more, is that the Spirit of God harbors and hosts his spirit here. Everything else is a bifactor. Everything else is a beneficial add-on. But I want them to know that the Spirit of God harbors and hosts his presence here. So I just share that with this morning just to concur with Pastor Cam that when you chase God and you seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, all other things shall be added unto you. I know that in seasons and in times of tightness in life, it'll make it seem like you need to go your own way. But if you stay the course, you will see the fulfillment of God. In seasons, you may have to work harder so that in other seasons you can, you know, be able to take a break and take it ease. So I agree with God. I thank God for the continued growth and for the maturing, for the maturation of God that's still breaking off and still building up in me and in each and every one of us.
Amen. Thank you so much for sharing on this morning. That in and of itself was an empowerment and an encouragement to us all. The Lord has a word for you on this morning, Prophet Zipporiah, as you were speaking about one thing. The Lord was speaking to me about another concerning you. And he would have you to know this morning that this is not the hour to measure your life only by what was lost or delayed or denied or mishandled. But this is the hour in which heaven is dealing with accounts. That's exactly what he said. He said, this is the hour that heaven is dealing with accounts. This is the hour of recompense, he says. The Father is saying he has seen the places where you have given and you were not properly poured back into. He has seen the places where you have been faithful, but you've been misunderstood. He has seen the places where you carried pressure and weight, right? You endured pressure. You stood in integrity, right? And you still watch certain things slip through your hands. But the Lord wants to say to you this morning that none of it has escaped his sight. None of it was hidden from him. None of it will be without answer. He says, I am not only the God of comfort. He says, I am the God who repays. And I am the God who vindicates. And I am the God who knows how to revisit a matter and cause restoration, to speak where pain once spoke louder. There are seasons when it feels as though life has only taken, but the Spirit of the living God says that he is stepping into the areas that look closed and dry and overdrawn, and he is causing recompense to arise for you. The Lord says there are things owed to you in the Spirit. There are things that cannot be settled merely by human apology or human explanation or human recognition. The Father says he himself will be your recompense. He will restore confidence where battle tried to produce weariness. He will restore clarity where disappointment tried to produce fog. He will restore strength where prolonged strain tried to make you question your capacity. But hear me on this morning. Do not mistake the quietness of this season for his absence. He has been recalibrating and realigning and preparing the ground for your repayment. He says, I've been dealing with roots and motives and structures and timing, and what I release to you next will not simply be a replacement. It will carry the wisdom of what you survived and the fruit of what you remain faithful through. Daughter, the Spirit of the Lord says, this recompense will not only touch one area. He is moving in your inner life, in your confidence, in your discernment, in your relationships, and the works of your hands. He is breaking the power of theft, delay, and emotional depletion. This is what I heard him say. What tried to tax your heart will not tax your future. What tried to weaken your expectation, it will not define your next chapter. So hear God and receive on today. He says, I'm giving back more than things. I'm restoring your rhythm. I'm restoring your stability. I'm restoring trust in my process. I'm restoring your ability to move without fear that every good thing will be interrupted. The Father says there is a divine settling coming to your spirit, because where there has been warfare, there shall now be witness. Where there has been grief, there shall now be grace. This is the word of the Lord unto you on this morning, Prophet Zipporah Thompson Morris.
I receive the word of the Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Be strengthened, brother. Be strengthened today. Lift your head up. Lift your head up. Because recompense is moving towards you by the hand of God. And what was unjust will not remain unanswered. What was stolen will not remain unaddressed. The God who sees is the God who responds. And the God who responds knows how to do it fully, wisely, and well. Thank you all so much for being under the banner of the word, the prophetic word on today. The portal of part of the prophetic is open on today. If there be anyone else that would like to come forth at this time, please feel free to do so.
I just want to say thank you to you, Apostle, to Pastor Kim, to Zipporah. As Pastor Kim was speaking, and she was talking about being in order and just in decency and following protocol, the Lord reminded me of a conversation I had with Prophetess Zipporah when last year I did an order, a juice order for a young lady, which was a $300 order. She wanted 30 16-ounce bottles, and it was a $300 order. And the day before I was to deliver the order, which I had everything set up, she called and canceled the order. And even though the Lord sent somebody to purchase those bottles, Zaporia got on me, and she asked me, she said, "You don't have a deposit?" I was like, "No, I don't have something where somebody has to do a deposit." And she was like, "You don't have nothing set up where they lose it. They have to do X, Y, and Z." And I was like, "No." And she said, "By next year, you better have a deposit. You better have something in order in place. And you're just not doing anything for anybody." And I told her, okay. But I had not done it yet. And when Pastor Kim began to speak, the Holy Spirit reminded me of what Prophetess Zaporia said. So I'm going to get that. I'm going to do everything in decent and in order and come in agreement and alignment with God. So I just thank y'all. Y'all just don't know how much of a blessing this family has been to me. And Apostle, I just want to thank you, because the last time I spoke, you told me that the wealth was in my hands. And I started doing zucchini bread. I've just been making bread. And I sent it, and a lot of people are asking me, just coming to me and asking. My sister took it to the hospital, and they're like, "Does she make sourdough? Does she make this? Does she that?" And she was like, she woke up a month ago saying she wanted to see if she could make bread. She's not a baker. And they're just like, people are constantly asking me. So I just thank y'all, because I know that I'm amongst people of God and that I'm connected. And because I'm connected to y'all, like, things are just pouring off my life. And I'm just stepping into a boldness and trusting God more. So I just thank y'all. I say thank you so much. And I love y'all. That's all I wanted to say.
We love you. Amen. I love when you come forth, because it just strengthens your confidence and your boldness even the more. But hear me, women of God, obey God and obey him quickly, swiftly. Don't allow yourself to shrink back at any point. When the word of the Lord comes forth, out of whoever it comes forth, relays it to you, you make sure you obey, and you obey swiftly. Thank God for his grace and his mercy, and for him bringing you again to the word of God. Amen. Because God doesn't have to do that, but he loves us so much. And we want, and God wants you to prosper. Amen. And that is so prophetic that you are baking bread. So prophetic, my God. And may you prosper in everything that you set your hand to do. May it prosper and may it bring increase in Jesus' name. We love you, Latasha. God bless you. Anyone else this morning that would like to come, please feel free.
And I want to echo, though you were talking specifically to her, speaking specifically to her, when you said, when you mentioned the word swiftly, I literally heard the Lord say that next quarter is, there are going to be swift shifts. And this is, I want to really release an urgency to us all. This is a quarter. Remember, this is a quarter of alignment, but it's a quarter of alignment before the shift. So we have one more month in this quarter. And the Lord is saying that what feels slow to some of us, it is intentional. You know, what feels quiet to some of us is strategic. And heaven is recalibrating our posture, our priorities, our partnerships, and our patterns. But because it feels slow, it does not mean shrink back. It is divinely intentional, because when the next quarter comes in, the shift is going to be swift. And if we're not in place, if we're not ready, we're going to be left aligned. The Lord is giving us to understand that misalignment is being exposed not to shame us, but it's to prepare us. And I thank God for Sister Latasha coming forward and giving what she said, because it's not just her, but it's several of us on here, and even those of us who will hear the playback, that this is a quarter of alignment. Conversations are being clarified. Attachments are being evaluated, even, the Lord says. Some of our habits are being confronted. Some of our foundations even are being strengthened. But this is not a time for us to delay. It is a time for us to adjust, because God is aligning our steps, and he's aligning our circle, and he's aligning our stamina so we can sustain what is coming. So whatever you need to do, if you need to get your business plans together, if you need to get re-enrolled back into school, if you need to go to your pastor and say, hey, I believe I'm called to preach, whatever it is, get in alignment, get prepared, because the next quarter is swift shift. This is the word of the Lord.
Amen. That is the word of the Lord. Amen. That is the word of the Lord. And when these things come and when you obey God, don't forget your posture with him. Don't let the thing that God blesses you with overtake your life. You still stay in the same posture with the Lord. Amen. When those things do come, because they are coming quickly and swiftly, because time is moving quickly and swiftly. And so we don't have time to be hesitating. We don't have time to be, you know, sometimes we'll stay in the space of, oh, I'm strategizing, or I'm preparing. We stay in that, but that's really, we're in a cycle of delay, because not because something is being held up in the heavens, but because we keep circling around in fear and all of these different things. So we need to stay in the momentum and the rhythm of God, but we never forget God in this entire process, no matter where you are, no matter if God takes you on the mountaintop or if he has you in the valley. Always remember God. Always keep him at the forefront of your life, in Jesus' name. We're going to go ahead and close the line at this time, but we do want to remind you that you can go back to now I don't want to say every single one, but the majority of the replays, you can access them on our website, www.scentmiami.com is where you can find them. The ones that are the day of, it takes about 24 hours for them to be uploaded, but they'll be there, and you will have access to share it with someone. Tell them about 60 for 60. Let them know that we're here at 5 a.m. Let them know that we're here at 12 noon. And let someone else's life be blessed by the word of God and by the prayers of the saints. So we want you to be able to access those prayers and those teachings. So you can go to scentmiami.com, and we have them available for you. We also want to announce, we've been announcing that on March the 2nd is Prophet DeMarcus's birthday. That's this upcoming Monday. It's his 40th birthday. Amen. He's finally going to be a grown man. You know, they say in Hebrew culture that you're not really grown, you're not really mature until you're 40 years old. Amen. So he is coming into a level of maturity. Amen. That, you know, some people frown on age, but there's such grace that comes with aging. Amen. Such a wisdom that comes with aging. And so we thank God for his life. And so we're going to celebrate him. We're going to celebrate him as a family on March the 6th, right in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. So we want our 60 for 60 family to be a part of that celebration. So join us on March the 6th at 7:30 p.m. We'll give you the address this afternoon to Restoring Grace Community Church. That is the name of the church that is going to be hosting this birthday extravaganza. Amen. Some of you were asking about attire, and so there is no particular color that we're asking you to wear, but he does love the color blue, not just because he's a prophet and that is the color of the prophet, but he loves that color. So if you would like to represent in a color, you can wear any shade of blue, but it's not anything that we're asking you or you have to do. This, if you have it and you want to wear it, feel free to wear the color blue on that night. What else? Remind me if there's anything else that I'm forgetting. Oh, encounter mornings. Encounter mornings is this Sunday, and we're doing a special training. We're calling all intercessors, we're calling prophets, we're calling whatever function you hold, we're calling you into the room, into the space of training. We're calling you into the classroom. Amen. The whole facility is going to be set up like a classroom on this Sunday. And we are going to be training on this Sunday at 5 a.m. on strategic mapping. Amen. On strategic mapping. And we want spiritual mapping. And we want you to be in the room. So join us this Sunday. I was trying to get the address. Hold on one second. Okay, I think I got it. All right, so the address is 14855 Southwest 116th Avenue. 14855 Southwest 116th Avenue, Miami, Florida, which is really Richmond Heights, Florida, 33176. So join us for this free spiritual mapping training this Sunday, March 1st at 5 a.m. And our training will specifically focus on spiritual mapping for businesses and marketplace leaders. Spiritual mapping and prophetic intelligence. We're going to target that, and then spiritual mapping through history and land memory. So we want you to be in the room. You don't want to miss this. This is absolutely free. You better take advantage of it because the next one won't be. So we want you to get the information. So that's why we offer it for intercessors, prophets, apostles, pastors, leaders, in the marketplace, outside of the marketplace, whoever you are, whatever function you hold, be in this space. Even if you're a part of another church, you're going to go back on such fire when you get back to your ministry that other people are going to catch fire as well. So know that we love you. We'll hear you back here at noon, and God's got a word for you at noon as well. So we hope that you come back. Love you and more grace.
More grace.
Okay.
More grace.
More grace.